Et toi, Donald, toi là, t'as dit quoi?
On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, this is Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. We just came out of our first hour and an interview with Montreal-based Donald Dogbo. Ivorian in origin, traveled and played across Africa, has made his home in Montreal for a number of years and been featured and collaborated with a number of artists from around the world living here in Montreal as well. He released his first album yesterday, Koubli, or Adventurer. We heard three songs in that interview set. First, Congo, then the title track, Koubli, to end with Douala. He performs the album tomorrow with a variety of musicians that he's been collaborating with, including some of the lyric composers and singers on the album, at L'Astral. Today we begin a series, tribute in fact, to one of the great reggae legends, producers, and man essential to the development of dub, Lee Scratch Perry. Before we get there, though, I wanted to go to another Africanized, let's say, interpreter. This is Napoleon the Legend, collaborating with Akhenaten. Spoke about him a few months ago. From the EP, The Hole in My Heart, Part 1, this is 48 Flaws of Power, featuring Blue Jay.
Like poison in there.
And be the closest ones to you that'll put a knife through you. When your guard's down, comfortable, they see right through you. The long con to gears to observe you, to see your flaws. You made sacrifices secretly, they wanna be the boss. I ain't do this thing to floss, but show my house off. Look at me, I'm getting paid, and pop my mouth off. After the shows, chasing skirts, nah, that's not why I work. Thought it was love from the start, but something in your head reversed. Arrogant, all of a sudden, walking around like a mogul. All too eager to jump inside another star's photo. Embellishing stories, taking credit away from others, existing through the vague and blurry lines to take cover. Robbing for the green, hiding behind Robert Green. Life boiled down to a series of plots and schemes. Handshake spread like a virus through infected hands. For your rep to expand, you stepping on the next man. Yes, man.
I will run like poison in your face. The one to break your chains. If you want me, you will need blood on your hands. Fatal, forbidden, the fruit, the flaw, forget the truth, the right, the wrong. Fatal, forbidden, I be the law, the only one you ever know. Fatal flow, power, power.
himself a little money now. Friends in high places, played his cards right, life in synchronization. Folks at his beck and call, temper like a record ball. Things done the first time, he don't need a second call. Flirting with his secretary and the awkwardness is tangible. Smell weakness in the air, cause part of us is animal. Machiavellian strategist, crafted a persona. Manipulation classes, he graduated with honors. Dressed up in the illusion, MLK said that power without love is reckless and abusive. Sexually elusive, how he leveraged his position with compromising intel, receives what y'all slipping. Publicly admired with accolade showers, while his victims stay voiceless, left with a taste sour. A trail of blood left behind on his deathbed. Life of a power fiend, addicted like a meth head.
Instead of seeing who submits, why we care who blew the kiss, send it back, reduce the risk of swimming in the school of fish who hate what revolution is. We use it like a crucifix, pray on it the chance we get. Let us just consider this, conversing without prejudice. Use the net to build a bridge, spread some hope a little smidge, and try to save the little kids so they can see the pyramids. Give a hug in cyberspace, no thumbs down, a smiley face. Lift with every stroke we take till love becomes our commonplace. If we share this common space, let us speak as prophets did. May not have the same account, respect what's been deposited. Instead, we do the opposite, criticize and throw hex when all of us are butterflies that flutter in the hope chest. I just want to progress, water seeds that grow best, and in turn I get the same, well maybe more but not less.
That social media got you, don't it? Make you feel the most important here, won't it? If you got it or not, right here is where you flaunt it. That social media feeding you till we greedier. That social media got you, don't it?
make you feel the most important here, won't it? If you got it or not, right here is where you flaunt it. That social media feeding you till we greedier. See, if we really focus, we can get to something. Most of us ain't up to nothing. We be on the net just stunting. I just wanna figure out who made us all authorities. Just cause we can voice opinions don't make it majority. What happened to us building up? All I see is tearing down, it's playing out, wearing down. Funny style, a bunch of clowns. Placing all our self-esteem in brackets like a college team. Final Four, never more thinking extinct as dinosaurs. Watching everybody life, complaining who ain't living right. So judgmental, drug sent you, making small things monumental. Every event disassemble till it's simply uneventful. Trolls, that's their purpose and goal, make us temperamental. So if we really won't change, just don't buy into it no more. Convenience is sold at inconvenience stores. That social media got you, don't it? Make you feel the most important here, won't it? If you got it or not, right here is where you flaunt it. That social media feeding you till we greedier. That social media got you, don't it? Make you feel the most important here, won't it? If you got it or not, right here is where you flaunt it. That social media feeding you till we greedier.
Social media doing more to hurt families than it is to help families, and families are the key to health.
Three tracks released on albums released this year. We ended the set with Abstract Mind State from Dreams Still Inspire and Social Media. Group that was quite active in the early 2000s, stopped collaborating in Mississippi in 2005, but recently came back together for an album that's quite inspiring called Dreams Still Inspire. The group is made up of Old School, Ice Gray, and EP The Hellcat. Might come back to that album in the course of things. In the middle of it, well, typical sounds from L'Orange. His new Beats album is called The World Is Still Chaos, But I Feel Fine. The track Talk Friendly to Friendly Walls. And then, of course, the start of the set from Napoleon the Legend, 48 Flaws of Power, featuring Blue Jay. As we move towards our Lee Scratch Perry tribute, I guess, he passed away about a month and a half ago, we go to some of his early music. And of course, I had to call on our longtime reggae collaborator, Mossman, to get his take on the very strange career of Lee Scratch Perry and his influence, the transition towards a more shamanistic, if not lunatic, vision of the world, and a very difficult to sometimes understand cosmology. But there's no doubt about the importance he played as an icon of reggae music and in shaping reggae music as it emerged out of the 1960s. Essential to the early sound of Bob Marley and the Wailers and some of the classics of cultural reggae released in the 1970s. On CKUT 90.3 FM, our tribute to The Upsetter.
God Don't try to hold me up on this bridge now. I've got to reach Mount Zion, the highest ridge, y'all. If you are bull buckle, let me tell you that I'm a dopey conqueror, conqueror. Yes, me friend, me good friend, them set me free. Yes, me friend, them turn me loose again. Don't try to hold me up on this bridge now. I've got to reach Mount Zion, the highest ridge, y'all. If you apple buckle, I'll let me tell you, I'm a dopey conqueror, did it?
Conqueror. Yes,
me friend. Me friend, me friend, me friend. We did a street job, yeah. Yes, me friend. Me friend, me friend. Them set me free again. Don't try to show. For I will cut you off, and I will take the last off. I'm crying, yes, me friend. Me take a street again, yes, me friend. Me friend, me friend, them set me.
From 1970, The Wailers, produced by Lee Scratch Perry, and the group known as Bob Marley and The Wailers, forming here with the instrumental group The Upsetters and a number of other collaborators and singers, beginning to form this transitory sound of Bob Marley and The Wailers. Dupey Conqueror on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I thought we'd start our series on Lee Scratch Perry with actually this produced track for The Wailers, because it epitomizes a bit some of the conflictual processes, creative and business-wise, of Lee Perry, his importance along the steps in the evolution of reggae music, in developing his own sound as well as that of others. From about 1968 to 1971, 1972, Lee Perry was an essential part of the development of the Wailers' sound. His Upsetters group, which would stay with him throughout the 1970s in several iterations, were in fact part of the rhythm section that would walk away and form the core sound of the Wailers in the 1970s. Dupey Conqueror, Small Axe, Kaya, classics from the Wailers' repertoire that would evolve over time, were influenced obviously by Lee Perry's production style, but also had an effect on, for example, the singing style and intonations of Bob Marley. In next week's program, we'll really begin to focus on the early career of Lee Perry, who by 1971 and that latter part of collaboration with the Wailers had already been in the music business in Jamaica for over 10 years. He'd had tried to create his own music and had a few successes in the 1960s. But it's very reflective of the conflictual relationships he had with basically everybody he ever collaborated with. From his rupture with the three major sound systems and producers in Jamaica as he tried to launch his own career, And then starting in about 1968, he would set up his own studio production facilities, leading to the famous Black Ark studio sessions. And his work with really some of the greatest of the reggae musicians. He was an essential part in the development and transition from rocksteady to reggae in the 1970s. Today's program, we listened to a medley of his music, and I had a conversation with Mossman, our reggae collaborator, a little bit about his understanding of Lee Perry's career, his importance. Controversial as it is, he is undeniably an essential sound in the reggae evolution. The 1980s marked a really difficult period for him, and sometimes it's really quite hard to understand the dub versions and reality and vision he brought to his music in the 1990s. But he would continue producing music, creating music, until his death earlier this year. We continue with words and sounds of Lee Perry, the Upsetter, on Funky Revolutions.
Interpret a dog, have a piece of cloth, tearing up together. You ever see the dog do that? That's the reggae. I'm not going to stop telling tear up the dog, tear up the piece. So it's revolution. It's war.
Is it floating? Thank you. Depuis toujours, les infirmières prennent soin des patients avec cœur et dévouement. Aujourd'hui, c'est à notre tour de prendre soin de ces professionnels en valorisant leurs compétences et en assurant rapidement un meilleur équilibre entre travail et vie familiale. C'est également l'occasion pour les personnes qui ont quitté le réseau public de revenir prêter main forte avec de meilleures conditions. Plus que jamais, nous avons besoin d'elles pour améliorer la vie des patients. Pour en connaître davantage sur notre plan d'action, rendez-vous à québec.ca/infirmière. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Bye! 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 Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Devil, I am a disco. said him, ooh, Lord of mercy. Dolly and him ride on him. You're on him, don't trouble no one with you. Said him, Dolly and him pass him right. Lord of mercy.
Too fast to a story. The upset mean also to upset people, bring them up. And another part of it, it means to destroy them. You understand it? So the word can do anything. It's a two-edged sword. That means to say, I am the upsetter, is not to upset the people who is fighting against me. And also mean to uplift the people and lift up the people and set them up who are with me. The world is visible and the world is invisible.
Sharks of mighty. Sharks of mighty. Sharks of mighty. God is love. Love almighty. God is hawking. From the black hawk. Eat them from the pit. God is talking. Seven African chant. Crescent, Washington border. And South Seven African power. There's a place in the sun. Hope with one. And there's a place for everyone. It is not an evil man talking. Sharks of mighty, and this is not an evil man coffee. Ganja cough, ganja talk, ganja hawk, and ganja speak. Cartoon, 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 and katumba, katumba cough, and katumba wind. There is an evil man loose the world. Listen to the devil, I know nothing. He know not what he do. He know not what he eat. He know not what he drink. And he know not what he think. No, evil can't win. For evil is a cursed sin. Evil is a cursed thing. And evil is a cursed sin. We are cursed sting. And a cursed sin. And a cursed ear cause stinic, kinic, stinic, stinic, singic, kinic, queenic, and stingy ear. Sting is a curse. Sting is a curse. Sin is a curse. And sting is a curse. Ear is a curse. Ear is a curse. Cynic is a curse. A stinking ache are a curse. Yeah, there is a man so evil that he give his soul for riches and wealth, diamond and pearl, for money and cash, and lose his soul. Lose the world, lose his girl, lose his wife, and lose his life. Listen to the devil, he knows not what he do. And forgive the devil, for the devil knows not what they do. The devil of pussy, and the devil of titty. The devil of cock, and the devil will fuck. The devil will fuck. Satan of cock, and the devil of wood. And the devil is bad, but the devil can't be good. Evil is bad, and evil can't be God. Evil cannot be God, evil cannot be good. For good is good, and evil is bad. Evil is evil, and evil is reason. and easily beepers, and we will die, and beepers die. So don't sell your soul for silver and gold, have I none, but the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wake up and walk, get up and talk, sit up and walk, and sit up and talk, and sit up and talk. Silver and gold, have I enough? Silver and gold, have I tough? Silver and gold, have I rough? But then you make Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and poop, 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 poop. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and shit, get up and shit, get up and poop, get up and spit. Get up and scat, 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 scat. Get up and ja, ja, ja. Get up and ra, ra, ra. Get up and pop, pop, pop. Get up and pop. Get up and hop. Get up and chop. And get up and slap, slap, slap. Yeah, man. Just like that.
Well, there's a guy who made an effort. Let's talk about
An effort in evolution of creative process. Yes. Wow. Well, as far as an amazing kind of inspiration as a Salvador Dali of music, I guess one of these guys, he would be someone like that. So,
did
yes.
Dali do as much acid as him in later life?
I know Scratch only did a little bit of acid. I think I've only heard of a few instances. So Scratch was primarily like Dragon Stout, which is like this Jamaican made beer that's 9% alcohol and weed. Lots and lots of that. Apparently the last year of this time before he burnt the studio down, his initial first burning it down, he was sleeping about 4 or 5 hours a day and living off of Dragon Stout and weed. But for a lot of people, that's their favorite, you know, that last year, year and a half, that's their favorite stuff. The most weird, experimental, kind of out there kind of stuff.
The black art stuff?
Yeah. I guess if you kind of want to hear the soundtrack to Armageddon, I would recommend Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus album called Love Thy Neighbor, which the title kind of was a little misleading as far as to how dread and heavy and experimental and kind of, yeah, it's very good album, I'd say that. That's one of those last ones, like, I think maybe about a month or two later, he burnt it down.
So, how would you classify him?
An auteur, and a musical genius, madman, because he was definitely on the edges of, you know, within the psychoses realm, extreme neuroses, full on. I mean, extreme neuroses, full on psychoses kind of element, kind of a guy. But that's where the creativity came from. You know, the abstractions, the ability to engage in that, you know, and love experimentation. And, you know, he was like a mystic in that he came from the countryside. And, you know, his influences are very much of things like. I remember reading about how he loved driving a tractor or something like that, and he felt it in the seat, and he was feeling the rhythm, and, you know, so his growing up in the Jamaican countryside was quite, you know, impactful, I think, upon him as a creative process. You know, Jamaican countryside, you've been there, it's beautiful, it's, you know, it's mystical, there is, you know, it's not as like what is now as much so, but back in that time, it was. You know, it's like you could, even to this day, certain areas, you can just put yourself in there. And it's like, if you've never been there before and you were just dropped into there and you had to go walk through this kind of jungle valley, you think you're in the Garden of Eden. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So as far as how we should remember, for sure, someone that reveled in the creative process and reveled in living art, being art, and 24/7, to the point of being, you know, kind of a little, definitely kind of the mad side for sure, but that's who he was, and that's what he loved to be, and that's what people loved about him so much. That's what I loved about him. That's, you know, and it was very inspirational just, you know, to see somebody like to go through these trials and tribulations and get to the point of like finally getting, you know, recognized, you know, being this person that created this beautiful, a lot of people refer to that stuff he did in the 70s as like living art. And Perry knew that, and very few people really fully appreciated that. And it took years, you know, it took another 10, 15 years for people to be like, oh, okay, this is what that is. You know, it took like trip hop and these other, you know, experimental beats, jungle and all these other things to start in the early 90s to people like, oh, yeah, okay, like, yes, remixing and all these things. He's, you know, one of the forefathers for sure, you know. With King Tubby, obviously, you can't talk about Scratch and not talk about Tubby. Scratch would say that Tubby influenced him, or Tubby would say that Scratch, you know, they were both there together in that, you know, in the beginnings of those experimentations in the late 60s with the music, with all of that stuff.
So that experimentation that you're talking about is the creation, the development, the techniques of dub?
Of remixing, essentially. Yeah. The beginning of remix in popular music, in dance music, rave culture, all-night music culture, drum and bass music, rhythm-based dancing music. I mean, it's so many different aspects. It's the beginning of, you know, hip-hop with U-Roy and King Tubby on the sound system. So there's multiple things that birth came out of that, of Kingston. So there was a huge exodus from the country into the city in the 60s because people were in Jamaica were thinking like Jamaica is now, Kingston's now going to become this new amazing place for work and culture and this and that. And it did, in a musical sense, it very much became that. And all these people that came in there contributed that. And Perry was definitely one of them, you know, this kind of country guy, this little eccentric kind of country guy that just was like an explosion of energy and creativity. And
people, repent. Creepers, repent. Thief, repent. Says the rain man and the moon. Repent, says the cricket and the moon. Repent, says the cricket in the room. Repent, says the cricket and the palm trees. Repent. Mercy God, judgment come. Mercy God and judgment come. Cricket and the moon. Cricket and the moon. Cricket. In the moon, cricket in the schoolroom.
Reggae in the moon, I am the man and the moon. In my ears alone. Cricket in the moon. Cricket in the moon.
Ah. Walking. Talking. Moon walk and moon talk.
From the 2019 release, Rainford, Lee Scratch Perry, and Cricket on the Moon. This is the beginning of our tribute series to Lee Scratch Perry, the Upsetter. We started back at the top of the program in this last hour with Bob Marley and the Wailers, Lively Up Yourself, produced by Lee Scratch Perry. We also interspersed a couple of segments from a documentary called The Black Ark Interviews, easily found and released just a couple of years ago. From there, we also heard from Lee Scratch Perry, I Am the Upsetter, one of his original releases as a solo artist before taking on his own studio and serious production work in the late 60s. We also heard Max Romeo and the Upsetters from 1976, the album War in a Babylon, the title track. We heard from Lee Scratch himself after our break, the Disco Devil remix from 1977. And then we also had another 2019 release called Roots Reggae Dub, Evil Man Loose in the World, featuring Lee Scratch Perry. We spoke with Moss Man, a part of my informal discussion on the genius and lunacy of Lee Scratch Perry. We'll come back with some of his introspection on the work and evolution of Scratch's sound. And then we ended with Cricket on the Moon. I was Khalid, and I do hope you have enjoyed our program. Many thanks to Donald Dogbo and the interview with him on the release of his first album, Kubli. Reminder, he plays tomorrow night at L'Astral. Reminding you as usual, free your mind. Our collective ass will follow. As he was so much later in his career recognized for the important work he did in the evolution of dub and its influence on electronic and dance music, this is Lee Scratch with Powers of Dub from the album Voodooism.
Set up.
ain't no joke, stop me, I'm up the book, stop, up the book.
Radio.
Soundwave in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Woodlands. My name is Howard Carr.
And the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.